Fighting Disease with Disease, page 11.
Cows have helped humans for thousands of years, but few people know about a special favor that we received from this animal. In fact, anyone who has ever had a vaccine to prevent a disease can thank cows and an English country doctor who lived more than 200 years ago. In the late 1780s, a smallpox epidemic was killing thousands of people across Europe. Smallpox spreads through human contact. It starts with a fever. Then, people get spots on their body. Many die. Others have scars on their faces and bodies for the rest of their lives. Famous doctors and scientists could not find a cure for smallpox. During that era, they were beginning to use scientific methods to do experiments. But they did not understand the body's immune system and the way it worked. Edward Jenner was a doctor in a small village in England. When smallpox began killing his patients, he tried to help. He asked a lot of questions, and he wrote down information about the disease. He talked to store owners, farmers, and teachers. People told him stories. They said that people who caught a disease called cowpox did not get smallpox. Jenner decided to do scientific research on cowpox. He learned that people got cowpox from working with cows. It was not dangerous and never killed anyone. The milkmaids often got sick, but then they became healthy again and went back to work. Jenner did research, and he discovered that they did not get smallpox. The stories were true. Jenner wanted to test the theory scientifically. He wanted to know what protected the milkmaids from infection. He decided to do an experiment. First, he infected a boy with cowpox. The boy got sick at first, but then he got better. Next, Dr. Jenner did a very dangerous thing. He infected the same boy with smallpox. Would the cowpox virus in the boy's body stop smallpox? Dr. Jenner thought so, but he did not know for sure. Dr. Jenner and the boy's family watched the boy carefully for the next few days. Fortunately, Dr. Jenner's theory was correct. The boy did not get sick, and Dr. Jenner had found a way of stopping the smallpox epidemic. Dr. Jenner made one of the most important discoveries of the 18th century. There was a new challenge, however. Dr. Jenner's ideas were very different from the way most doctors and scientists thought about medicine. They said, "How can you give a person one disease to stop them from getting another disease?" Jenner did many experiments to prove his theory. Finally, people saw that he was right. Dr. Jenner decided to name his new treatment after the Latin for cow, vacca, and the Latin for cowpox, vaccinia. He called the treatment a vaccination. Doctors then started to vaccinate people, and the epidemic ended. There is still no cure for smallpox, but the smallpox vaccine prevents many people from getting this terrible disease. Today, medical researchers are busy with new viruses. Disease specialists travel all over the world studying infectious diseases. They try to find vaccines to prevent these diseases. Their methods are similar to Dr. Jenner's. His idea of using one disease to fight another disease is still one of the main ways that scientists develop life-saving medicines.